Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Galatians. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
It is for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
The gospel is offensive. It shoots down our pride. The gospel asserts that there is nothing we can do to earn or add to our salvation. We are saved by grace through faith alone. But as time goes on, it can be easy to feel less needy, to begin relying on our own efforts, to take pride in our advancement. The message of Galatians draws us back to humble and life-giving reliance on Christ. In his early travels, the Apostle Paul brought the gospel to people in the region of Galatia, where many were converted to follow Christ. A few years later, however, Paul learned that religious legalism had infiltrated the church. False teachers were claiming that obedience to Old Testament laws, such as circumcision, was necessary in addition to putting one's faith in Christ. The Galatians were being led to rely on their own efforts. Paul is adamant about restoring the Galatians to the freedom of the gospel. And so he reminds his readers that salvation is not about rule-keeping, but about accepting God's gift of grace. In our sin, there was nothing we could do to save ourselves. We were helplessly dependent upon Christ and his sacrifice. And just as the Christian life begins by simply responding to God in faith, so the whole of the Christian life is fueled by faith. Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Paul questions. In other words, spiritual growth has nothing to do with self-propelled striving, and everything to do with trusting God to work within us. In his letter, Paul looks back at the history of God's salvation to show that God's purpose has always been to create a family that relates to him on the basis of faith. Paul says Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, was made right with God because of his faith. Abraham trusted in God's promise to bless the nations through his offspring. Then God gave Israel his law. His teaching instructed people on how to live in a relationship with God and conduct oneself as a member of his family. What's important to understand is that the law was never meant to communicate that someone could earn salvation with good works. Rather, the law helped people understand God and his ways and prepared them to receive the promised Savior. The law, a standard of perfection, also highlighted humanity's sin, proving the need for a Savior. When Jesus came, he fulfilled God's law by perfectly loving God and others. Those who believe in him are clothed with Jesus' life of perfect obedience to the law and set free to live in grace. This reality is true. But as followers of Christ, we often neglect to live in it. Think about your own life. Do you ever find yourself striving to earn the approval of God? Maybe we think we earn God's favor with a long track record of quiet times. Maybe we believe we merit God's presence with our good behavior. Maybe we've been taught the necessity of certain religious practices that are not actually grounded in Scripture. The gospel declares that those in Christ are always and forever accepted by God. For freedom, Christ has set us free, Galatians 5:1 declares. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. The gospel urges us to reject the burden of religious legalism and live freely in grace. At the end of his letter, Paul emphasizes that Christ has set us free from sin, to choose God's way of life. God's grace is not a license to sin. But again, God's way means freedom and abundant living. To revert to our old ways only leads to feeling unfulfilled, lonely, stagnant. But when we live God's way, when we embrace His promises and His work within us, fruit comes into our lives. Galatians 5, 22 through 23 says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." I've often struggled to grasp conceptually what it means practically to live by faith. Running from legalism doesn't mean throwing our hands up and just letting go of pursuits such as reading and meditating on scripture, or being diligent to examine the sin in our hearts, or taking initiative to serve or cultivate community. We are active participants with God in our spiritual growth. The key that helped me understand what it means to live by faith versus wandering into legalism and self-reliance is looking at what is motivating me and empowering me to take action. Are my actions stemming from love for and trust in God and His promises? So when I go to read my Bible, am I doing so to earn something with God? Am I doing so to feel good about myself? Or am I reading my Bible because I have faith in God's promise that His word will sustain and strengthen me? Am I doing so because I love God and want to grow closer to Him? Or what about when I serve someone by loving them sacrificially? Am I doing so because I'm moved by Christ's sacrificial love for me? Am I doing so because God promises that every act of love and sacrifice is treasured by Him and will receive eternal glory? The difference between legalism and living by faith is depending on God's love and promises in our actions. So take a moment to go to God now and place your dependence on Him, His love, and His promises. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for setting us free to live by His power.
In the valley of the shadow, I cling to You.